Arizona votes.
And joining us now is Steve Cortez, senior advisor with the Trump campaign. Steve, thanks for being with us again. We've been hearing from Trump allies this week that the muted mic would be good for Trump because it would force Joe Biden to talk for a full 2 minutes. And then Senator Jeff Flake said something to me yesterday I thought was very interesting. He said it does benefit the president, but it forces him to be more gentlemanly, I think is kind of the way he put that. Either way, was it effective for the president?
Perhaps, but I don't think it was so much the muted mic. I think it was the reasonable moderator. And I very rarely compliment MSNBC people, but Kristen Welker, I think on the whole, a couple times she showed her bias, but I think on the whole, she did a very good job. The president publicly complimented her on it. So I think the fact that you had a reasonable moderator and that it was actually a one-on-one debate rather than a one-on-two, it allowed the president to be more polite and more poised. In Cleveland, he was clearly facing two attack dogs, Biden and Chris Wallace. That wasn't the case last night. So I think it was more the moderator than the mic, but you know, regardless, I think what we saw was a poised and powerful and optimistic president. And it was a real contrast against Joe Biden. You know, he's really, I believe, he's a purveyor of panic. He's a career politician who's trying to stoke an irrational level of fear in the American people and trying to prey upon anxieties, particularly as it relates to the virus. And so you have in Joe Biden, I think I call him a surrender candidate. He wants to surrender to the virus, to China. He wants to surrender to the far left, particularly on issues like energy. In Donald Trump, you have a triumphant president. You have an actual leader who wants to win in every way and can and will not just win this election, but into the second term, keep winning for the American people. So it was a real contrast of Donald Trump, even though he's the incumbent president of the United States, he is still very much the political outsider against the consummate swamp insider in Joe Biden.
Our guest right now, Steve Cortez, the Trump campaign senior advisor for strategy. NBC's Chuck Todd told us earlier this morning that if this were an issue election, the president would have won last night's debate, but that Biden may have hurt the president more with suburban women by playing the empathy card on several issues. Is this an election about issues or personalities?
You know, look, I think it's always a blend of both, right? And, you know, where exactly in that blend does the final decision point fall? Well, we'll find out by election day. But I think it's more issues than empathy or than personality or, you know, sort of soft touch, in my view, because I think ultimately the American people care about their prosperity and their security. And on those two scores, the president has a compelling record to make regarding prosperity. We are energy dominant now in this country, thank goodness. And that is not just good for prosperity, it's also good for our national security. We're not dependent on any foreign sources of energy. So Joe Biden, I think, and it was clear to me that he was honestly getting a bit tired and a bit confused by the end of the interview. And I think he finally told us the truth on energy. He said, we're going to, quote, transition away from oil. That's something that he's believed for a long time, but he hasn't been very clear about it. Well, he finally was last night. I believe that's going to cost him a lot of votes in places like Western Pennsylvania and Eastern Ohio. And I also believe that that will wake up a lot of consumers out there, a lot of folks who like having their cars and their SUVs and like having affordable gas to fill them up and affordable natural gas to heat their homes or fuel factories in this country. And on national security, you know, look, Joe Biden, he provided no good explanation for the really damning evidence that continues to emerge about his relationship with China, and not Hunter's relationship, his relationship. I mean, Hunter, in my view, is nothing more than a bag man for the Biden cartel. The Biden cartel was selling influence and access all over the globe to some of the worst enemies of the United States, including Russia and China. And in the case of China specifically, all indications are that he is the, quote, big guy in that explosive email who's getting 10% of a multi-million dollar deal with the Chinese Communist Party. Wow. Hunter, unnamed sources say that he is the big guy, as well as a now on the record source of Bob Alinsky saying that he is the big guy. It also, I think, just makes logical sense. Who else would the big guy be in Hunter Biden's life? So Joe Biden is not done facing this critical issue. Bob Alinsky is here in Washington today with the Senate Homeland Security Committee, by the way.
You know, I think it's a little late in the election season, whether this is true or not about Hunter Biden, and I'm not saying it's not, for this to be really effective. So I'm going to leave you with one last question. Steve Cortez, senior campaign advisor for strategy for the Trump campaign, just so you don't think we haven't been using you, maybe we have. Can you get us the president on the show? That would be a boon.
You know, I am not. The White House controls, not the campaign, believe it or not, controls his media schedule. So I don't know. But I will tell you this. This president is working absolutely around the clock between his travel schedule and his media schedule. This guy outworks. We think we work pretty darn hard on the campaign. The president works even harder than we do. And he's 74 years old. And he was recently in the hospital. So it makes us all very motivated here. Nobody can feel sorry for themselves when the boss is working even harder than all of us.
I'm going to take that as a no, Steve. But that's OK.
No,
we're always happy to have you on, though. We really are. All right.